With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The Transportation Secretary says the nation's airspace is safe despite the government shutdown's impact on federal aviation workers. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The shutdown has forced 13,000 air traffic controllers and 50,000 Transportation Security Administration officers to work without pay and snarled tens of thousands of flights. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy said the administration would close the U.S. aviation system if he thought the shutdown was making it too unsafe to travel. He told CNBC there are significant delays, but it hasn't reached the point where it's too risky to fly. Greg Clugston, Washington.
President Trump is warning Nigerian officials persecution of Christians in the country must end, or he may send in troops to straighten out the matter.
President Trump's threat has triggered alarm across Nigeria. Many on social media are urging the government to step up its fight against Islamist groups to avert a situation where foreign troops are sent into the country. But officials have denied Mr. Trump's claim Christians are being targeted. An advisor to Nigeria's president, Daniel Bwala, told the BBC jihadists in the north were attacking people of all faiths without discrimination. Mr. Bwala said he would welcome any U.S. cooperation in fighting extremists, but insisted this must not be unilateral. Nigeria has been battling decades-long insurgency by jihadist groups such as Boko Haram and Islamic State West Africa Province.
BBC correspondent Chrissy Walker reporting. Two men have been charged with terrorism-related crimes in the Detroit area after federal authorities made arrests and seized a cache of weapons last week in a storage unit and elsewhere. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 226 points. This is SRN News. Are people good or bad?
A new poll released by the Family Research Council finds Americans split on the question. 31% say human beings are all born sinful and only Christ can redeem them. 32% think people are born neither good nor bad, but become one or the other based on how they live their life. 22% of respondents believe no one is good or bad. They are what they are. And 10% say human beings are born good, but become corrupted by society. Michael Harrington reporting.
The Trump administration is moving ahead with plans to eject some nonprofits from a popular student loan forgiveness program if their work is deemed to have a substantial illegal purpose. New rules will give the Education Department expanded power to ban organizations from the Public Service Loan Forgiveness Program. Targeted groups include those which engage in child trafficking and perform sex operations on kids. This is SRN News. Firefighters worked to rescue a worker trapped for hours beneath the rubble of a medieval tower that's partially collapsed while under renovation in the heart of Italy's capital on Monday, critically injuring another worker.
Romano Crasciani saw the building initially crumble, while Florian Sadiki, a tourist from Germany, says it collapsed a second time a while later.
We just sat outside, we're watching at the building, and it suddenly collapsed again. Because this was the second time, and I don't think they were expecting something more.
Firefighters face a complex task as the structure continues to give way as they try to get near the trapped worker through a first floor window. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The structure was built in the 13th century. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.